Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Five. Whoops. Oh, my. Oh, that's not good on top of the rain. And we declare it isn't in Jesus' name. The road is clear before you. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Is this awesome or what? It is. It is just amazing. All right. Let me get to the... Hold on. My phone's doing a flippy aroundy thing here. Does anybody have anything they want to... before we move on here? Yeah. Yep, and so you're welcome. You're welcome. Whoops. Oh my goodness sakes. Pardon? Oh my. I know, can't you just feel the excitement coming off of him? It's amazing. It's amazing. And he just has such a profound understanding. There is just no question by the time he gets done. I just love it. Just. Yes, yeah. Amen, yeah. All right, we ready to move on? Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, we hear you. Can we hear you? We have Audrey and Dan and Gwen and Phyllis and your mom and Tracy and oh, Rebecca was here. Looks like she left and Sunday left or got booted out. Yeah. Yeah. What else? It's so good to have you guys with us, though. We're glad you were able to be here and be part of this. It's awesome. No. Really? Huh, and I don't see it here. Wow. Well, they have a little bit of weight issues with those trucks, I think. No, Dan was saying he's ready to sing the Messiah. Can you imagine when there's the whole billions of all of us singing together and that's the same thing? Oh my goodness. That is just going to be so amazing. I've thought about that so many times before. Can you imagine how that is going to sound and be to be part of that? Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah, Dan said 50 or 60. Oh my goodness. Wow. Hallelujah. It's 9:25-ish. You do care deeply. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Dan has his hand up. He'd like to say something. It sounded to me like they were opened one at a time, but I... Yeah. Huh. I know I'm pulling out the syllabus and going back through it now, too. Well, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And when he had opened the fifth seal, Right. And see what had happened. Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many things that most of us in general have been taught, and I guess for lack of understanding the book of Revelation better, I know I and most anybody I have been around in my life, you assumed that the mark of the beast happens, you know, before the tribulation, that we're all going to have to face this mark of the beast. And what a relief to find out it doesn't even happen until mid-tribulation, you know, but that's a general assumption that everybody has, that we're going to have to deal with that. So many of these things that will not even happen until we're out of here. And knowing that the Antichrist never gains control over the whole earth. That's another thing. In general, people believe he's going to have control of the whole earth, and he really never does. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Go, Dan. Yes, I caught that too. I was like, oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fear is such a gateway to so many other things. Demonic influence. And time alone with God. Everyone is in ponderment, and that's a good thing. All right. Is everybody ready for communion? Do you have your communion elements? You can grab those, and I will read the communion verses. I'll put them up on the screen so we can all read them after you get back from getting your elements if you don't have them already. All right, here we go. The communion verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, that he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And there, amen, amen. Amen. All right, if you hold, go ahead. Amen. All right, everybody hold up your communion element. We say, thank you, Father, for this time of communion with you, and we bless these elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you. In Jesus' name. And now here's the prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed, in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. Jesus, we thank you for your body broken, for everything you suffered for us. Now hold up your juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you again, Lord, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood in Jesus' name. In the blood of words, would you reveal the victory when there's one wonderful power in the blood? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, and people are getting up for work tomorrow, and Yep, tomorrow will be 7 and 8. All right, you have to shut it down, your host. Yeah. When you went out, when you come back in, you automatically take over host. Yeah. It just happens. All right. You are so welcome. Thank you for always wanting to be here and be part of it. Bless you guys. Yep. God bless your sleep.